This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 410 for Friday, May 27th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were mixed Friday, with losses in the new crop months and a firm tone in the nearby July contract. It was up $8.80 at $1,187.80 per ton. New crop November down $4.70 at $1,076.20. Forecast calling for more precipitation in the eastern Canadian prairies over the weekend will prolong the already slow seeding pace. But the rain makes grain mindset is likely weighing on prices today. Chicago soy oil futures were softer on the day, putting pressure on canola. Malaysian palm oil backed away from earlier gains to post losses as well, but European rapeseed was seeing small gains. Markets in the U.S. will be closed Monday for Memorial Day, while the canola market trades its usual hours. Positioning ahead of the weekend was a feature. In the U.S., corn, wheat, and soybeans were all mostly higher, although beans were mixed at the final bell. Old crop soybeans hit their highest level in 3 months today, while the new crop months were closer to unchanged. July soybeans up 5 cents at $17.32 per bushel. Seeding delays in the northern U.S. growing regions remained supportive, with forecasts calling for rain in Minnesota and the Dakotas, likely pushing soybean seeding well into June. Planting for about 5 to 10% of the U.S. soybean crop is now up in the air, with a good window of warm and dry weather needed to get the intended acres in the ground. Corn was higher, recovering to end the week. The July contract up 12 cents at $7.77 per bushel. Corn had come under pressure over most of the past week and was thought to be due for a correction as traders squared positions ahead of the long weekend. Dryness concerns in Brazil and the possibility that some intended U.S. acres won't go in the ground also underpinned the market. Wheat, it is higher across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat up 14 cents in July at $13.06 per bushel. Kansas City 6 cents higher in July at $12.35 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 14 cents in July at $11.57 per bushel. While talk that Russia may allow some Ukrainian wheat exports through the Black Sea had weighed on wheat prices earlier this week, that humanitarian corridor is conditional on the easing of sanctions, which Ukraine and its allies are unlikely to agree to. The slow pace of spring wheat seeding in the northern U.S. and eastern Canadian prairies was also supportive. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, May 27th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington. That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.